Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
If you've got kids who play video games of some description and you've experienced a bit of family conflict, I bet you have, over what games are okay or how long they should be played for or how much bloodshed is acceptable, not only on the screen but in the family, or if the games your kids play are just all a bit of a mystery to you. Well, Mark Hadley's found the TV show For You and he reckons all parents should take a look. I'm sure you're right, Mark. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Welcome.
And believe it or not, I spent most of my afternoon playing computer games with my boys.
So that's good. For whom, I don't know.
No, it was good for their self-esteem. It was hopeless for mine.
Yeah, kids will always thrash you, mate. So this is called Good Game, this TV show. Who's it aimed at? What's it all about?
Well, basically, Good Game is a review program of the games that are coming out. You know, all the sorts of latest releases, to whether it be PC gaming, so personal computer gaming, or whether it's console gaming, so like what's coming out on Xbox or, you know, or Sony PlayStation, that sort of stuff. And it basically gives you an insight into a whole world, you know, which, look, I'll be honest, I'm a late comer to this sort of game, this program, because it's actually in its seventh season. So there's a whole range of people out there who are going, about time, Mark. Oh, new programming.
Wake up, Mark.
But look, the truth is that it's a really valuable watch for people who are interested in gaming, and that's a vast sector of the population.
It's huge.
It is incredible. I mean, yeah. In terms of major game releases, more money is spent on those than major film releases. So your average, you know, major game release can be as much as $200 million in the budget. Yeah. And making thing can take 2.5 years. Now, films these days, you know, would be pushing around $150 million. So these are big. This is a big ticket item, and people know that.
I think it's massively underestimated and understated by media writers, you know, for those people who've got their eyes glued to a screen. There's an interesting, savvy thing. There's a spin-off game for kids.
Yeah, that's right. The show itself, like Good Game, is basically on a Tuesday night, but they've started on ABC 3 a second version of the show called Good Game Spawn Point. Now, for those people who don't know what Spawn Point is, when you're in a game and it's like, you know, one of those sort of points where you die, okay, and then you come back into the game.
Yes.
That's called the Spawn Point. You know, so you're So you're at the youngest point you're ever going to be in the game, at the Spawn Point, and it's a nice little play on words. The idea is basically that, you know, it's for PG and G-rated games, and so it's aimed at kids who are basically, you know, 12 and under sort of thing, and the games that they might be playing, that they might be interested in. And the game structure, sort of the structure of the show is basically reviews, but there's lots more. There's like segments about the history of various games. There's even really helpful stuff like cyberbullying and what to do about it if you've been affected by it, because game communities are not just you and your computer anymore. These things are, you know, interconnected via the internet, so basically you can be playing with people who are, I don't need to tell you this, do I? Because, ladies
true
and gentlemen,
confessions.
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of a revelation on the show, because I came in just thinking, you know, like, I've only got a few years on, under Lee, so I was thinking, I'll take the high ground and say, basically, I know about games, surely you know something about computer games there, Lee, but apparently you're an obsessive player.
Well, I have been in my life from about 2004 to 2009. I was a member of an online World War II combat fighter squadron. We fly a real kind of flight simulator. Most of the people in my squadron were Qantas pilots, and we'd fly and shoot up people around the world on Sunday night.
Yeah, on Sunday night.
So now, something much more wholesome has replaced that.
Yeah, and I just want to say that in case, you know, you're going, yeah, sure you were, Lee. I actually delved a little into this just before the show, and he had a full kit set up. Yeah, you're talking about pedals and joysticks and comms.
Pedals, I must add, that were bought by my wife probably for about Christmas 2005.
Can you explain to me, though,
a woman.
Who bought the leather flying jacket and the scarf that you're wearing now?
Have you seen the pictures? Let's get back to this.
Anyway, back on Good Game. So Good Game basically gives an insight to, you know, for parents. So because, sure, it's aimed at the players themselves. But if you want a quick initiation as to what kids are interested in, if you want to know whether or not you're supposed to be buying Red Faction or not, whether or not what it involves, it's an excellent way to sort of dip in. If you're not a game player, well, let's face it, if you're not in the community of games that your kids might be into, it's a brilliant way of finding out quickly.
Great idea. Finally, what kind of decisions, I'd like to ask you this on Father's Day. As a dad, do you make for your boys when it comes to gaming? They're only very young, but their choice of games is important. They'll change when they get older too.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think the first thing to not be worried about is the fact that kids are interested in computer games. Look, my boy, two of my boys have special needs. And we've found, you know, in the right context, gaming has been incredibly helpful to build self-esteem, help with hand-eye coordination and things like that. You know, they can be part of therapies in a way. And I don't just mean for kids who have struggles, but, you know, kids who are learning to sort of know how to value things, how to value team playing and things like that, and communicating with other people. So if I was going to put limits around games at our house, when I look at a game, the first thing I ask myself is, what is the end result of this game? What's it going to teach my kids? Mm. And look, I make no secret of the fact that at this age, I don't think that my boys are old enough to really cope with sort of violent games. So if they come anything close to that, it's always the Lego version of something. Like if they're going to play Star Wars, it's Lego Star Wars. Yeah. Because you've got to pay attention to where it's going to take them.
Make the most of that while it lasts.
Absolutely,
Mark,
I will.
Thanks so much as always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.